From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is the new music director of the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers, Caroline McCaskey.
Hi.
Hey, Caroline.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. Caroline is leading the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers in a series of spring concerts called Stravig. About 100 musicians will be playing Celtic music on multiple instruments, and you'll hear a range of songs, including romantic melodies and tunes that will make you want to dance. And you can see them perform at the Veterans Memorial Theater in Davis on May 8th. The Freight in Berkeley on May 9th, and the Crocker Theater in Aptos on May 10th. But right now, we're going to hear Caroline's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. Caroline, your first pick is Bobby McFerrin and Motion, Circle Songs at the Freight in Berkeley. The legendary singer is a 10-time Grammy Award winner. Mr. McFerrin formed the a cappella group Motion to bring people together and promote healing through music. Nearly every Monday afternoon, you can not only see Bobby McFerrin and Motion perform, but also have a chance to sing with them. Caroline, I've heard so many good things about this show that, you know, that Bobby McFerrin has been doing for some time now. So tell us more. Were you up there singing with him?
No, I mean, not like on the stage, you know, singing with Bobby McFerrin, but just singing, you know, in a song circle to bring community. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about Bobby McFerrin is not just his incredible virtuosity and flexibility of musicianship, but also just his ability to bring the audience in and basically say, like, music is for everybody, even you. Come on in, it's cool. Still can't believe how lucky we are to have him here in the Bay Area. It's just wild to me. I mean, I have loved Bobby McFerrin and his music since I was a small child. You gotta go.
Yeah, because when do you have the opportunity like that, especially to engage with a legend, you know, on that level and have fun?
Yes.
That's Bobby McFerrin and Motion, Circle Songs. You can watch their performance on Mondays at the Freight in Berkeley. Your next pick is the virtual Shanty Sing series. The San Francisco Maritime Association and the San Francisco Maritime National Historical Park host this series. Shanties were songs that sailors sang while they worked. Ooh, that was a tongue twister. The songs were arranged so that one person sang the verse and then the crew did the chorus. You know, like the song, The Pirates of the Caribbean Ride at Disneyland, A Pirate's Life for Me. All right, this series is on Zoom and you can either sing along with everyone else or watch the performance. Okay, Caroline, I sang and I had no business doing that, but why did you pick this?
I chose this Shanty Sing because I have wonderful memories of this as a kid. It used to be held on the Balclutha tall ship, and since then they have this online version, but there are still also in-person options at the museum as well.
Oh, that has to be a lot of fun.
So much fun.
All right, that's the virtual Shanty Sing series, and their next event is on May 23rd. And Caroline, your final pick is James Gaffigan conducting Beethoven's Ninth Symphony at Davies Symphony Hall. This performance isn't an official concert. It's an open rehearsal, which allows the audience to watch the symphony rehearse and give them a behind-the-scenes look into the production process. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony explores the themes of struggle and compassion. This was Beethoven's last complete symphony, and it took over 3 decades for him to compose it. Caroline, definitely yes. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is a big one. Tell us more about this event. If you know more about the conductors, tell us what you know.
First of all, it's, you know, half or even a third of the price of the performances. And it's still the same, like, world-class musicians, same world-class music. And sometimes you get to hear them try different ways of playing the same thing. And it's just a real beautiful behind the scenes, especially an iconic work like Beethoven 9. Like, it's just so cool to see these incredible musical wizards, like, really just at their best collaborating and watching this conductor shape in different ways.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, so for musicians or people that love music, that's James Gaffigan conducting Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and that's at Davie Symphony Hall in San Francisco on June 18th. I've been speaking with Caroline McCaskey, the new music director of the San Francisco Scottish Fiddlers. See them perform at the Veterans Memorial Theater in Davis on May 8th, the Freight in Berkeley on May 9th, and the Crocker Theater in Aptos on May 10th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, and catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.